Two, okay, and we're on. So today I'm joined again with Michael, and Matt Garcia is on today. We're talking about the Bone movie franchise.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
All right.
So Matt, first of all, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you sort of have an inspiration for writing this movie, or did you just come up with it one day and thought it'd be good?
So pretty much when I wrote this, it was in January, and it was 2018. So if you remember 2018. That was, like, a pretty big year for, like, superhero movies. Black Panther and Infinity War. There's a lot of hype for that. So I would say it's kind of, like, a satire, and I was inspired by those, but, like, also to make a satire. But, like, I didn't really know what that was 2 years ago. And then, of course, I was inspired by the nickname.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, really? Is he going to mention the nicknames?
Yeah, of course. The nickname Matt Bone. But like, and then like I made a whole mythos for that, which I don't know, I like doing that stuff, like making this whole like story. But I think I was mainly inspired by a lot of the superhero movies that were coming out at the time, and it was almost a satire of it.
Okay. Is there anything you specifically want to say about the Bone movie franchise, Matt?
Yeah, so I don't know. I think the main thing about the Bone movie is that it works because it's kind of bad. Like, it's almost a parody of everything else we were doing at the time, which a lot of it was very bad. So when you look at it, it's like we know what we're doing. Like, we don't think this is some serious kind of movie that we're making. Like, we know it's in Brendan's house or whatever, and that's just like a dumb movie with like a dumb plot and everything, and it's a lot of people liked it from that, and I thought it was pretty funny.
Now the Bone movie was delayed, right?
The Bone movie?
Yeah, weren't we supposed to film it like a month before we actually did?
Yeah, I wrote the plot for it and the script and all that in January, and we ended up actually filming it in February. It was me, Brendan, and Kieran who were in it. And I don't think that was what the original cast was supposed to be.
Well, I was originally supposed to be in the Bone movie.
Right, I was supposed to be in the Bone movie too.
Me and Michael were originally supposed to be in the Bone movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was so delayed, you just had to get it out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were in the original plot. Like, in general, I wrote the basic premise, but I didn't write the full plot down. I was looking at my notes today. In the basic plot, it works the way we did it. But when I originally wanted to do, instead of having like the president of the Beanston Confederacy or whatever, which ended up being just Kieran with this hookup, I wanted you to like originally be the president and not be killed off. But I think it worked the way we did in the Bean movie, because you were always supposed to be the main antagonist. And yeah. Michael was supposed to be the ancient Bean.
Yes.
And then the ancient Bean. Oh, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, nothing. I said that you were originally supposed to be the ancient Bean because you created it or whatever. And we just ended up giving it to Kieran because he was there.
It's Kieran, so you kind of have to.
wasn't Mikkel the one who created it? Or is Mikkel the ancient Bean? Are they the same character or?
No, I put in the communist states of Mikkel in there as like a little, I don't know, reference to it. I don't think anyone got it, but I found it funny. And then in the Bean movie, you see Noah is playing Mikkel, actually.
Hey,
and he says, I'm from the communist states of Manuel Mikkel. And that was like a reference, but I think he'll play a role in the next movie, which we'll get to later.
Yeah. Now, I remember filming the Bean movie. We did a lot of takes that because everybody kept messing up. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, which one was more fun to film, the Bone or the Bean movie?
The Bone movie, definitely. The Bean movie, looking back, I mean, when we first filmed that, I thought, oh, you know, we did a pretty good job with this. A lot of the camera work for filming it on an iPhone is all right. It has a pretty good
We are getting a video camera, so
characters.
We will have a video camera for the Bone Uprising, the next Bone movie. So.
Yes. All right. So I thought, yeah, that was pretty good. But then, like, I watch it, and it's, I thought, this is just kind of, like, another, like, shitty Aqua Infinity film. But looking back on it, I think it was good. But it's not the Bone movie. The Bone movie was just, like, I don't think we had any other takes. We just went in there and filmed it, and it was fun. And then that's kind of the whole point of it. Like, if we didn't have fun, if it was just a boring movie, which I thought the Bee movie was, but I like it now. I guess I'll get to that later, too. And then, yeah, it wouldn't work.
We filmed the Bee movie back when it was Aqua Infinity?
Yeah, that was May of 2018.
Oh, wow, you have the dates memorized. So it's been almost 2 years since the last Bone movie.
Uh-huh.
Wow, we have, like, a new one out soon.
Yeah.
You have the script written for the new one?
I'm working on it. It's been... I don't know. I've had a lot of ideas for what I wanted to do with it, but a lot of them just never surfaced. But I think I have a general idea.
Okay.
Two more sequels.
How many more sequels?
Two.
Two more. So I'm not going to say the names of them, but I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next one is The Bone Uprising, right?
Yes. And then the one after that, we'll reveal the name later.
Yes, yes. After The Bone Uprising is filmed and released. Am I still going to be the main antagonist in Bone Uprising?
Yeah, so I was thinking of a cast today. So I'm going to be in it. I'll be a main character again because in the last movie, Big Bean was the main character.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So at the end of the Bean movie, you see, it's almost like an end credits thing. You see me with Big Bean, and it suggests that I'm going to like bring him back to the dead. From the dead, or do something with them. Huh? So Brendan, who the actor who played Big Bean, quit. Rest in peace.
So did Kieran.
Mm-hmm. So I think
either of them.
I think we either revive. I'm either going to revive him, not to spoil the plot, as a new character, or do something completely different. But that won't be revealed into the movie.
Yeah,
and then. Just on the topic of casting, while we're on it, I think we'll replace Kieran with Matt Caratola because there's no reason to kill off Ancient Bean. And Matt Caratola with glasses is Kieran.
I mean, everybody thought in Clock that Matt was just Kieran.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know if Matt in any of your other franchises, Matt can be Kieran.
Matt, that's Kieran. Like, Matt can play Kieran.
Right, so I want to continue his character because I think he's an interesting character. And then Big Bean, we'll see. Yeah, and then Michael's going to be in it as well.
And just to clarify, we're saying Bean with an N, not B movie?
Clarify that. So Michael will be in it as well. He'll be reprising his role as like the warrior Bean. And then he'll be with Ancient Bean most of the time. I think they'll... And I think it'll be interesting for them to develop sort of some type of dynamic together.
Yeah.
And so, you'll be the main antagonist. And I think we could almost do an Infinity War thing where you're the main antagonist, but like it shows your arc and it makes you more of a whole character. Like you have motivations. You're not just some evil guy too. And it really explores your character.
When you say Infinity War, could we possibly also be talking about other crossovers with other universes, say the Bacon Man universe or the Choker universe?
I don't think the Choker.
Would that
think,
work?
I don't think the. I mean, Bone movie. I don't know if the Bone movie franchise and Chokerverse can kind of cross.
Right. I would like some crossovers.
I just don't think that would work at all. They're two different, movies.
Sorry. Yeah, for me, I think we could do some crossovers. Maybe in the last movie of the respective franchises, or like one big crossover special. But I think the movies I want to do now are less about like a cinematic universe, which was something we wanted to do in the past. Like, remember that, Kyle? And we wanted the cinematic universe?
Yes.
But I think some crossover could work.
Me and Mike, we talked about it a little bit, but Bacon Man might get a crossover or something different.
We're thinking that we incorporate the original comics. I still have a couple of them, well-documented, actually. I still have most of the villains, actually, which is better because Bacon Man, while he isn't too well documented, the movie kind of preserved that because it's been a 5-year gap. Bacon Man turned 5 years old today. It's insane. Yet today.
Wow. Well, we didn't release 5 years ago.
Happy birthday. May 9th?
No.
Yep, today's May 9th, yeah.
Oh, shit. Wait. I have no track of time.
Today is the 5-year anniversary of Bacon Man being created. The first comic was made. I have all the villains well documented. So potentially, because who was the villain in the original Bacon Man again? Who was it? I forget.
I think Brendan played Emperor Porcatine.
Emperor Porcatine was an original character. Okay. Yeah, he was an original character, but I have other villains.
Kieran was Professor Piggy Porkchop, who was the best character.
Yes, that was my favorite villain.
He is the best character in the original comics we made.
Like, when I sold you the rights, and I said develop a new character, I wasn't expecting Professor Piggy Porkchop. That might have been. I didn't make him. I made every other villain, but you guys, Lightning Comics, made Professor Piggy Porkchop. And yeah. I remember finding that hysterical when I bought it back. I was like, I got to use this character.
Mm-hmm. Can
you describe what the comics are? Because a lot of people are not going to know what they are.
All right. So Bacon Man was created May 9th, 2015, under my comic thing I did in fifth grade. Wait, hold on a second.
Okay. Matt, you want to?
All right. I don't know too much about the comics for him, but I know the basic story. Michael will get to it. Is that it's Bacon Man, and he comes from a planet where everything is made out of out of bacon, and he's a bacon, and Emperor Porcatine invades his planet, and then kind of just fight that kind of dynamic. Mm-hmm. And then he also fights a bunch of other characters along the way.
Okay. And you guys did your own comic thing back in fifth grade?
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
All right. Sorry, there was a leak real quick. I just had to do something. So where was I? Yeah, Bacon Man was made under Minecraft Comics, which was my little thing I did in fifth grade with comics. We had a bunch of them. Basically, the plot goes, Bacon Man finds a piece of bacon that's in its turn gives him powers. Now, he was just an ordinary kid before this, and everyone made fun of him. But once he got the bacon, everyone loved him. He was a hero to the town because, coincidentally, bacon was his favorite food. So he finally had a chance to prove himself, and he goes against this guy called Emperor Porcatine on the Pork Destroyer, I think it was called. Yeah, the Pork Destroyer. That was a ship. Or the Pork Star. No, it was the Pork Star. It was a really bad. It was
yeah, also I remember really now Star that Wars we had multiple origin stories for Bacon Man.
The one I stick with is the one I stick with.
Was yeah, and that was one. The original one. And that's the one we did in the movie. But I made up my own too. And that's the one I just said. But go on.
So he, he's really smug when he's fighting Emperor Porcatine. Like, he's on top. Like, he's a... Have you guys ever seen Megamind? He's kind of like Metro Man. Like, he's just smug and everything. And he's like, oh, hey, I just beat you again. And so he's kicking his ass or whatever. He's beating up all of his minions. And he's about to drop him off of his own ship. Like, he flew up, wedgied him. And he's about to drop him onto the planet Earth. And he's like, give me one reason I shouldn't drop you right now. And he looks at Emperor Porcatine and he sees someone in his eye. He sees himself. He sees himself, because earlier in the comic, too, he was getting wedgied by a bully, and he sees how power reversed it on him. He sees how the power has been reversed and how he's the one who let the power get to his head. He's become the bully now. That part wasn't incorporated, because Bacon Man was not only about him learning to use his powers, it was about him managing his powers and managing to become a hero. What truly made him a hero was when he put him down and surrendered him to the police. When he didn't drop him and kill him.
To be honest, I'm not a big fan of the movie.
The movie's okay. Like, I'm not going to lie. Right. I'm happy I got a film adaptation. It's better than anything I think I could have done. Because remember, there was supposed to be a Bacon Man movie in 2014. Bacon Man was the most successful comic out of any comic anyone made. And I still hold that to heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jacob was going to make a movie. in the IMAX. There's still a trailer that he still has. And then was Short I Film in Productions.
It? I think I might have been in it. I don't know.
I think you were in it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were in it. I'll ask Jacob for the original trailer again. But then eventually a bunch of villains out there and everywhere, and it basically it got too stale. It was just the same formula, minus the whole hero part, like, oh, I shouldn't do this. He just started, you know, doing everything again. And I was really happy when he revitalized it into a movie spin-off because it brought it into a new era. That's basically the story of Bacon Man.
Yeah. In the movie, which I was the director, you could say, we don't really have that here, but I guess I was the director because I kept everything together.
We're starting to, we're getting there.
Yeah. I guess when everyone was like having fun or whatever, I tried to stop them, which was, I don't know. It's not, I don't know if it was something I wanted to be more serious, because there's something I was closer with, unlike the Bone movie. And I thought we could actually make like a good superhero movie. And it's okay.
It's like 6 or 7 out of 10. And while I really was happy that we were making the movie, no one cared about it. You look at the end credit scene. I'm Robert E. Lee. I'm gonna smash this here Spider-Man. We start bashing this poor Spider-Man drone, and then what do you see? The cameraman heavily panting and running as he goes to the slide to see our former actor Brendan put a finger into a circle, and that's how the movie closes. And I didn't like that ending. I didn't want to say anything though because I was just so happy that I finally got the movie. Mm-hmm. What I really wasn't happy about was there was no pork star. There was no pork star. And it was supposed to get blown up.
What even was like the plot? Main irony.
The plot was you find a piece of bacon, right? And Nick is like, I'm craving some bacon right now with ketchup. He wants to steal it. He wants to steal it and eat it because he doesn't realize his power. And so you explain to Nick his power. Basically, Nick kind of aligns himself with you. And Kieran is also like, is that the legendary bacon? And Kieran also helps you.
Yeah, Kieran was
kind of like a little sidekick, but Nick is like.
Kieran was Professor Piggy Porkchop. He was.
Professor Piggy Porkchop was supposed to be a villain.
Right. He was a villain, though. I remember that part. He said, like, was that the legendary bacon? And he takes us to Emperor Porkatine. I know it from here. And then we think he's good, and he's really not. And then Emperor Piggy Porkchop betrays us. Well, not really, because he was always bad. And then we have to fight him, Kieran. And then we fight Brendan as Emperor Porkatine and defeat him.
Does he get away or no? I don't remember what happened after that.
I don't think he does. I don't think we like kill him or anything. So like I think we were setting up that like maybe in a sequel, Bacon Man will fight somebody else out. And then like if it's a trilogy in the last movie, then he comes back or something. I think it was a defeat, but something like he could recover from, like he could escape prison.
It's like he'll recover or something. I don't remember.
The whole
that.
Point of Professor Piggy Porkchop was that he's like he's kind of an anti-hero. He's just insane.
Is there gonna be more Bacon Man movies in the future?
Personally, I'm actually starting to write a script. I told you I dug up some of my old comics that I found, but I'm getting some new inspiration. There's one villain that I really want to work with if I could find the comic. Hold on, just give me a second. But before, when we were talking about Emperor Piggy Porkchop, he was supposed to be an anti-hero. I think Kieran, just even casting Kieran for that part was a good decision too, because yeah. Kieran is like double-sided.
That was perfect casting.
It was a perfect cast.
Maybe that's another, Kieran. Maybe that's another thing we could get Matt Rattle to take up.
Yeah. I think Kieran was in his replacement with Matt T. They look almost identical.
Honestly, I'm not sure about another Bacon Man movie because it's a superhero movie, but I don't know what else we could really do with it that's original or entertaining. In a way, because like we don't have, it's not like we have any equipment that we can make an actual good superhero movie. So it's gonna have to be some sort of satire of it, and I don't know.
I don't think I saw it, but we released. I don't know if it was after or before Baking Man released Prevent, which was their other superhero movie. And the original script for Prevent 2, it's being rewritten, but Baking Man was supposed to be in it.
Right. And that's another thing. We were supposed to make Prevent versus Baking Man. But then while making it, everything just got too confusing, and it was kind of just too much to keep up with. But that was supposed to be a sequel.
Eventually, there might be a crossover between the two, but...
I don't know. I think maybe we can make, like, a Professor Piggy Porkchop movie, and it could be, like, a superhero comedy type of thing. That would be interesting, but we'll see.
What's...
All right.
I don't know. Maybe Prevent Baking Man will have some sort of crossover in the future, but...
Maybe, yeah, I think maybe we could add the characters in some way, but not a movie. Yeah. But it'll be hard, which was one of the original problems. It's hard when you have multiple actors, like you are Baked Bean, and you're also Prevent, and you're whatever.
So those two franchises can't cross over now because I play both characters, you know?
Mm-hmm. So maybe like you could play certain characters. We just bring back certain characters.
I don't think there would be a problem with the Bacon Man Prevent universe colliding because the original Prevent movie was me, Kieran, Mark, and Jake.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark's not in it, and Jake's whatever.
Yeah.
So, what are you saying about a new movie, Michael?
All right. So I just found the comic. I found a couple of old ones that I dug up, and there's some ideas to work with. There's a. It looks like an Electro. It looks like his name is Electro. I feel like that's a ripoff of something, but I can't remember.
Yeah, there's what. There's a Spider-Man villain named Electro.
Yeah, that's what it was. There's a Z at the end. I think yeah, that's a Z. So I guess his name is Electro's. Yeah. That we're not, I didn't want to work with that, but there's other heroes in the universe that I guess would work out, but it's just, it was really supposed to be a build off of the first one. Like it was supposed to just be a sequel to what originally right. happened so, because we're working with fifth grade creations here.
I would be interested in a Professor Piggy Porkchop movie because, you know, the comics themselves, obviously, for 10-year-olds making them aren't going to be that good. But I think some of the characters are.
So the characters have... They have, like... They have imagination behind them. That's yeah, the part that really makes them like...
Porkchop, like, a lot of the characters are cool. But Professor Piggy Porkchop, he had more of a personality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was... And same with Gustaho, if you remember that.
Gustaho the Great?
And we made a movie about that, and that was something. That was.
I don't know if you guys remember, but I sent both of you the script. I have the script right here on my phone for the Baking Man remake we were going to do. That's supposed to be part of the Prevent universe, but it never got made. It wasn't that good.
All right, I think we should go back to Nia Bone movie franchise.
Well, yeah, I do also want to talk about a little bit upcoming movies we have. We do have, me and Matt worked together the other day on a script, and we do have a movie coming out soon.
Right.
Which is...
Should we say it now?
I mean, yeah, it's coming out soon. We're doing work on Love Effect 4, the Pandemic of Hate, but it's being all on the computer, like online, so...
Right, it'll be over Zoom itself. And that should be...
How would that work?
Like...
Well, we have the script written, but I think we did actually a pretty good job on it, with working with what we could do.
Mm-hmm.
And the actors we could use, so I think we did a good job.
Love Effect is also something that's kind of supposed to be stupid.
Yeah,
and I think the script's actually pretty good. All things
I think it might be our best Love Effect movie.
Yeah, it could work. And then we have one more Love Effect planned.
We have one more. We have the one online, then one more after that.
Mm-hmm. Which we'll get to later. Yeah. Like not. I mean, like not today. Later. Like.
Yeah, but we'll get to it eventually.
So then, today I also want to talk about the Bone Uprising.
Yes.
It's going to be the third movie and the second to last. So the Bone Uprising was something I conceived a while ago. And I think it's a really cool idea that I had. So it's the Baked Bean, Kyle, his character. So he takes over as dictator of Beanston. and then he launches an all-out invasion of Boneston. Like, he completely destroys everything and invades it. That's pretty much the basic premise. And it just deals with what all of the characters are doing during this time. And, yeah, that's it. Like, yeah, all
we
of the
won't
characters
go too much like, detail here because rush
to stop it.
We don't want to spoil it.
That's just the premise. Like, it'll probably be in like the opening.
Yeah, like how we always do. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we don't want to spoil too much because we actually want.
Right. So that's the premise of it. And then I guess I'll just say the cast who will be returning. It'll be me as Matt Bone, and I'll be in it a lot more than the Bean movie. Kyle as the Baked Bean. Michael as I forgot his name in it, but you know, the Warrior Bean. And I think we can get Matt Chiarutola as Ancient Bean. I think two new characters would work.
Do you know the Bone Universe. Which actors you want to play them?
No, but I'll get it. And then Noah as Mikkel, which he was in it in the Bean movie, but he'll play more of a role soon in that movie. Do you have any other upcoming movies you want to talk about?
Well, a while ago, me and Ryan filmed a movie called Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. We never actually finished it, but I think I'm at a place now where I can upload it. But we're probably eventually might have to lead off on a cliffhanger if I want it to be uploaded. Okay. So that's in the process of being edited right now.
So
upcoming movies.
Why I myself. What?
Not really. Oh, we did finish a script recently. I mean, neither of you know about this, but it's called Criminal Warfare, and it's a lot to go into. If I'll go, maybe one day I'll go into the detail. Okay. It's in production right now.
For me, I'm working on a script right now. It doesn't have any title. Yeah, that's all I'll say. But I'm just gonna say that the script is very close to be turning into a full-on screenplay. And I think once this ends, I want to get to actually making the movie, shooting it soon, because I'm that close to finishing what we need to finish. And I think it's pretty good. And then also, I'm in the process of writing a script for a murderous mystery spinoff.
Okay, well,
about Jorge, the main antagonist. And eventually, we're going to finish the trilogy by making a murderous mystery 3.
Well, I'm going to have Noah and Matt T on next week or in 2 weeks to talk about murderous mystery.
Right.
We're also going to talk about Clock 2, which is in the works.
Yeah. I was the creative of murderous mystery, and I still have more things planned. A murderous mystery part 2 is definitely Noah's movie.
Is it going to be a trilogy, murderous mystery?
Yeah. And I think I like what he did with the second part. He made it even more of a comedy than it was before. And I don't know what direction I want to take with Jorge, because he's the main antagonist, so I could do kind of like a Joker kind of movie. But I also want to make it funny too, like the other murderous mysteries. So we'll see. And that should be made relatively soon as well.
Can we please make a Joker movie about Emperor Piggy Pork Chop, please? Please.
I don't think a Joker movie would work.
All my life I thought I never existed. Oh god. That would
be funny if Aqua Infinity, Short Film Productions, tried to do like a Joker type movie.
Yeah.
Actually,
I want to try with Jorge, but we'll see.
We have a couple more movies in the works that still have to be. We got Snicks 2 coming up soon. I know I teased.
Why?
Because we can. We've teased this movie so much, and it was supposed to release like June of 2019, but never did. Jester, I think it was.
Jester, yeah, November. I remember.
Jester.
We got Limited 5 to be out by July 2020. That's probably been delayed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Ghost Stories 11, which is we're gonna try and do something new with Ghost Stories, something actually, because all 10 Ghost Stories movies are pretty much the same. So we're going to try and do something new with Ghost Stories.
Who was in the Ghost Stories cast anyway? In most of them quit.
I'm not playing the detective anymore. I'm just from now on directing the Ghost Stories, directing and writing the Ghost Stories. Mark, Jake, Kieran, and for the 9th movie or 10th movie, final one, we had Jake's cousin Xavier on. But those
would Jake
were like,
be in it?
What?
Would Jake be in it?
The new I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you ever get him on the podcast, you can talk about that.
Well, I'm trying to get Jake on, but no, yeah, I'm taking a new spin to Ghost Stories 11. It's gonna be something completely different than the last 10 movies. It's still gonna have to do with Ghost Stories, but it's different.
Right. So yeah, like I said before, I'm not really focused that much on the franchises besides the Bone movie and A Murderous Mystery. Other than that, I'll be in other franchises, but not like as a director or creator kind of thing.
Yeah, you'll
see. I have a few spin-offs. Oh, and The Love Effect too, I'm working on. But
me and Matt are both working on The Love
Effect. Right, we're both working on it. And I have a few other single movies that I'm working on.
I don't know this, but The Love Effect was, I think, Mark came up with most of the idea for The Love Effect.
Mm-hmm. But I think once this all ends, we should
be quarantine?
Yeah, quarantine, of course. I think we should be able to film my movie, which I think will require 3 actors and a cameraman. We should be able to film that soon, and it should be pretty quick because I think it'll only take place in 2 locations.
Yeah.
Yeah. And once quarantine ends, I think within like 2 weeks of it or something. I don't want to say 2 weeks, like 2 weeks to a month of it. The next movie I'm working on right now should be out. And then Jorge should be out probably around October. Assuming quarantine doesn't last till like September or something, then it has to be delayed. And if quarantine ends relatively soon, I think the Bone Uprising should come out in December.
Okay. And for the movies I just named, Snicks 2 might happen during quarantine, still in the works. The Jester, God knows when that's coming out. Because I got to work on actor schedule and stuff. Limited 5, we're going to try and get that out soon. That'll probably be out around the same time as Jester because I need the same actors for both those movies. And Ghost Stories 11 is probably going to be out sometime by – well, it was supposed to be out by end of 2019, but it'll probably be more like the end of 2020.
So. Right. So
we have a lot of movies in the works now where after quarantine we're going to be uploading a lot more.
Yeah, of course.
And the podcast also continuing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Michael,
do you have any movies
that
you're
working on? I've been kind of working. Other than the Bacon Man script, which I'm not too dedicated to right now, which is something, it's a side project, but I've been starting to really consider making my own original movie, because all the movies that I've had either a part in founding, filming, or acting in were either created way long ago or mostly by someone else, but my input was not put in for short film productions. I want to make a project that is purely for short film productions. So I'm going to start working on a script. I don't know when it'll be finished. I don't know what it'll be about, but I'm just going to start working on a script tonight, actually. Tonight. Right.
I got some scripts to write tonight.
I mean, pretty much, I think me and Kyle have been the main two people on this channel who have been really making ideas and are not just actors. Like, when Ben and Kieran were on it, I don't know about you with Kieran, but with me, with Brendan and Kieran, and Nick, when he was on it, that was a while ago, they didn't really contribute anything with the writing. They were
me and Matt are really the actors. Main writers here of short film productions. I mean, I've tried to convince some of the actors to write some scripts, but
So maybe we'll see. Noah did have A Murderous Mystery Part 2, which
I actually didn't watch the Murderous Mystery movies yet. I'm gonna do that before the episode on, because we're gonna do an episode on it eventually.
This is kind of off topic, but what is the name of it? Project Z is your single-handedly most viewed video by a significant margin, yet it's been out for almost 2 years and there's not a single sequel. Anything about
that? Yeah, exactly. Are you ever going to finish quickly? Because we might have to end this soon, but are you ever going to finish Project Z season 1?
No, I like it as a mini-series.
Okay.
I wanted to finish it. I think it's fun as it is. I don't think the name really got its views, but I'm thinking of some strategies from viewing.
Kieran, who used to be in it, is no longer in it. So.
Matt, once again, Matt T looks identical with glasses on. You couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once again, Noah and Matt on, we're going to talk about Murder's Mystery and Clock 2.
Mm-hmm.
Clock 2 is in the works.
What are you talking about next week?
Next week, we're probably going to have Joe Dalto and Will on to talk about Camp Death and Slasher, our two slasher movies. And we're probably going to compare them, talk about them.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting.
Or if I could get Jake and Ryan on an episode.
Slasher's kind of dead.
And limited with them. So.
But Camp Death, I don't know if you guys have any sequels. You could talk about a future with that.
We do have I do because I'm the main. But I do have at least one more sequel planned for him. We do. I'm waiting for a Camp Death sequel because we were doing it at Boy Scout camp and I'm waiting to be going to Battleship again because we've been talking Camp Death 3 taking place on a battleship.
That would be nice.
That would be fun, but I don't know when we're gonna go back on the battleship.
So. Right. So yeah. So
that'll be happen. I don't know what's gonna happen in the future after that. Because Camp Death 2 was not as good as 1, so with 3, we really got to step it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll get to talking about that. But yeah, that should be interesting. All right.
When we get to that, we plan to have Noah and Matt T on to talk about Burnish Mystery and Clock. I don't have anything planned to fill. Like I said, I'd like Jake and Ryan on to talk Limited and Trapped. And we'll see what happens. But this is going to continue, so. Anything else to say?
I'll talk about that later.
What?
But no, I don't have anything else to say.
Okay.
Just Michael? Look forward to the Bone Uprising.
I'm done.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.